What if I told you that 85% of professional singers are doing permanent damage to their voices without even realizing it? Today, we're exploring how the science of vocal training is revolutionizing the music industry.
That statistic is absolutely terrifying, especially when you consider how many talented artists have had their careers cut short by vocal injuries. What's really changing in vocal education?
Well, there's this fascinating shift happening where vocal training is becoming more like sports medicine. This new 8-week masterclass program I've been studying actually uses advanced diagnostic technology to map singers' vocal patterns, just like how athletes use biomechanical analysis.
That's such an interesting comparison, treating the voice like an athletic instrument. How exactly does this technological approach work?
So imagine having a real-time MRI of your vocal cords while you sing. That's basically what they're doing with specialized software during their one-on-one coaching sessions. They can literally show you where your voice is straining and how to adjust your technique.
That's fascinating. You know, I read somewhere that Broadway performers lose an average of 30% of their vocal stamina by the end of a show's run. Does this program address long-term sustainability?
That's exactly what makes this program unique. They're obsessed with vocal longevity. They've developed this comprehensive approach that combines traditional technique with cutting-edge vocal health practices. For example, they teach something called vocal mapping, where singers learn to identify their specific fatigue points before damage occurs.
The preventative aspect sounds crucial. What about the artistic side of things? Because technical perfection doesn't always equal an engaging performance.
Well, here's where it gets really interesting. They've actually studied the neuroscience of emotional connection and performance. Did you know that audiences synchronize their breathing with performers? They use this research to teach singers how to create what they call emotional resonance with listeners.
That's incredible. The science behind stage presence. How do they balance all these technical elements with developing a unique artistic voice?
They use this brilliant three-part framework: technical foundation, stylistic exploration, and personal innovation. Each singer works with coaches to analyze their vocal influences and then systematically develop their own unique sound. It's like creating a musical fingerprint.
Speaking of development, I've heard that most vocal injuries happen during practice, not performance. How do they address that?
You know, that's a crucial point. They've integrated these specialized practice protocols that professional opera singers use. Every student gets a customized warm-up routine and practice schedule based on their vocal type and goals. Plus, they have this amazing video library with over 200 hours of targeted exercises.
The comprehensive approach is impressive. What kind of success rates are they seeing with students?
The data is pretty remarkable. 92% of graduates report significant improvement in vocal range and stamina, and get this, 78% have booked professional gigs within 6 months of completing the program. But what's really interesting is their focus on mental preparation.
Mental preparation? Like performance anxiety management?
Exactly, but it goes deeper. They've incorporated techniques from sports psychology to help singers develop what they call performance resilience. It's fascinating, and they actually simulate high-pressure situations during the live labs to help singers build confidence under stress.
That practical application must be invaluable. How do they handle the business side of things?
Well, this is where they really break new ground. They've partnered with industry professionals to create real-world scenarios. Students learn everything from contract negotiation to social media strategy. They even have modules on building a sustainable income through multiple revenue streams.
The holistic approach to career development sounds essential in today's music industry. What's been the most surprising aspect of the program?
I'd say it's their use of peer learning networks. They've found that singers who participate in their virtual community sessions show 40% faster improvement than those who don't. It's like they've cracked the code on remote collaboration.
That's fascinating. The power of community in vocal development. What do you see as the future implications of this approach?
Looking ahead, I think we're seeing the emergence of a new standard in vocal education. This combination of technology, science, and artistry could really transform how we develop performers. And with the online format making it accessible globally, we might see a whole new generation of technically proficient, uniquely styled singers emerging.
Well, this has been eye-opening. Any final thoughts on what this means for aspiring singers?
You know, I think we're at a turning point where the mystique of great singing is being replaced by clear, scientific pathways to excellence. It's not about having some magical gift anymore. It's about smart, systematic development of both your instrument and your artistry.